Number one for new country, 99.5 WKDQ. It's the Q Crew Morning Show with Ryan and Leslie. And coming up next Thursday, Ford Center. We've been talking about this show, looking forward to it for a really long time. It's Jason Aldean bringing his rock and roll cowboy tour to the Ford Center. And joining us now is the man that we will see on that stage at the Ford Center. It's Jason Aldean. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, man. How are you?
We're doing great. Doing great. Looking forward to seeing you next Thursday. I think it's been, if I remember correctly, and I'm not great with dates, but it's been about 4 years, I think, since last time you came to Evansville. I think you played the Ford Center. I want to say it was sometime in 2018. And at that time, you brought along with you your buddy Kane Brown, who is now going to headline his own tour at the Ford Center next year. I don't know how you two, how long have you and Kane are pretty tight. How long have you guys been friends, and how did that relationship come to be?
It kind of started when Kane came out on tour with us 1 year. We were looking for an opening act. I think we had Chris Young was out with us maybe, and then we were looking for the third slot. And so Kane was just kind of coming out and just kind of hitting the scene. So we, gambled on him a little bit and took him out. And when we did, once he got out there, I just kind of hit it off with him, and we became really good friends. Our wives became good friends, and he wasn't even married at the time, but he was dating his wife. And and so we all just kind of became really good friends. And so I took him out a couple years later. He came back out as like the direct support act for us. So he toured with me for 2 years, two out of 3 or 4 years there he toured with us, and we just kind of got to be really good friends, and it just kind of went from there.
Yeah, I know you guys share a love of Georgia football, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Oh, 100%, yeah.
Well, it's a good team to pick, reigning national champion, and I believe last time I checked, still ranked number one in the AP 25 poll.
Yeah, we waited, 40 years for that national championship, though, so
yeah,
it was nice that it finally came, and now,
yeah,
we seem to be up there, all the time, which is nice, but it wasn't always that way.
Yeah, you guys got a good looking team, that's for sure. They're doing it right down there. Speaking of the family, are Brittany and the kids, how much do they get to go out on the tour with you? Are they going to be stopping by when you're in it? Are they going to be with you in Evansville, or is it just kind of whenever they can make it work?
Yeah, I kind of leave that up to Britt. She, a lot of times we try to change it up a little bit. They'll be like this weekend. For example, she's out with me. It's just her by herself. She's out. And then for the last couple weeks, 2 or 3 weeks, we've had the whole crew out. So we've had the kids out. And so I kind of leave that up to her. There's weekends that she'll just stay home with them, and I'll go out by myself. So I kind of leave that up to her whenever she feels like she wants to kind of tackle that or come out or whatever. So I don't ever really know. She kind of makes that call like the week of usually.
You've got your older daughter, and then you've got the two younger ones. Are the two younger ones at that age now that are they starting to kind of understand what dad does for a living, or do they not really care because they're kids and you're dad?
No, I think they're starting to kind of get it because they're old enough now when they come out on the road, they can stay awake long enough to go out and see some of the show. So they're
right.
Just this year, they're actually, able to go out and stay awake long enough to see a little bit. And so I think they're starting to kind of get it a little bit. They know that I play shows. They know that I sing, and so now they can go out and kind of look out and see the crowd. So they, I think they're kind of starting to put it together a little bit, but ultimately I think I'm still, not that big a deal to them.
Right.
I'm just dad.
Yeah,
so
you're just dad.
Which is cool.
Yeah, it's a humbling thing for sure when it's just like.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, they can't understand why people want to talk to you all the time. They don't care because you're the guy that makes them go to bed at 8 o'clock at night or makes them eat the vegetables they don't want to eat, that kind of stuff. They don't care.
100%. Yeah.
Sure.
It's like, it's cool that you play your shows, but I need some juice. Go give me
that's
some juice,
right.
Please.
Yeah. Yeah. That's great and all that you've got these thousands of people that are cheering your name, but I'm a little thirsty. If you could hit me up with that apple juice box, that'd be great, Dad. Appreciate it.
That's right.
We're talking to Jason Aldean. He's bringing the Rock and Roll Cowboy Tour to the Ford Center next Thursday. You can still get tickets at the Ford Center box office. You can get them at Ticketmaster.com. You got Tracy Lawrence coming along with you this time around. I know Gabby Barrett was on there initially, but obviously she's got another one on the way of her own, so she's taking a rest and getting ready for baby number two. And, I've seen some interviews where you've talked about what it means for you to have Tracy Lawrence on this tour, because I know he was somebody that inspired you to get into this, right?
Yeah, he was, you know, one of my favorites. He was a guy that I was really drawn to when he first came out, and you know, he was my guy. So you know, for him to, you know, I remember when I was in high school, when I graduated high school, my graduation present was 2 tickets to go see him in concert. And so, you know, it's just crazy now to think that, you know, here we are this many years later and I'm playing my shows and he's out, you know, touring with us and opening shows for us. And it's just, you know, it's kind of one of those weird moments for me, but I've always been a fan of his, still am. You know, I've gotten to be, you know, pretty good friends with him over the years, and just to be able to have him come out and actually tour together for the first time for me has been a really cool thing. So always excited to have him on the show.
Yeah, and John Morgan's going to be a part of that show as well, which again is coming up on Thursday. Tell us about this Wolf Moon Lodge experience that happens at these shows.
Yeah, so the Wolf Moon Lodge is, you know, Wolf Moon is a bourbon whiskey that, you know, that we have. And so we have this lodge before the show. It's basically our VIP thing. So before the show, there's a VIP thing that we go and we play a few songs. We, you know, do some Q&A stuff, and it's pretty intimate, you know? And so it's a really cool thing to go in. It's kind of a side of our shows and probably me that you don't really get to see during the main show. And so, so it's a really cool little thing that we started doing a few years ago. And, you know, we have a lot of fun to go in there. Everybody can go in there, get them a little Wolf Moon, get them ready for the show. And it kind of gives us a chance to get warmed up a little bit. Sure. And just kind of have some fun, you know, and instead of there being, you know, 20,000 people in there, a lot of times there may be 100, you know, right, or 50 or whatever it is that particular day. So it's just a little more intimate and, you know, just a little bit of a different vibe, but it's really cool. And just a fun thing that we do every night.
That's cool. Well, we've actually got a chance for you to win part of this Wolf Moon Lodge experience before the show at the Ford Center. You can enter to win now on the WKDQ app. Jason, I know you've got several other interviews to do. I appreciate the time. We're looking forward to seeing you next Thursday at the Ford Center with the Rock and Roll Cowboy Tour, and looking forward to a great show.
Hey, I appreciate it, man. Always good to talk to y'all, and looking forward to the show as well.
All right. We'll see you Thursday. Thanks, Jason.
All right. Thanks, man.